I was reading a story about an interview for a job. A guy went for an interview for a railway signalman. These are the people who actually give signals to the trains. In the past days, when we didn't have automated signaling, there were human beings who would do signaling to let the train go or stop. So they have some rigorous interviews that they had to go through. And this particular person was getting interviewed, and they started asking questions one after the other. And what would you do if you noticed two trains coming towards each other in the same track? Well, he said, I will run over and signal the drivers. And then they said, how about the signal light didn't work? Then he said, well, I will call the guard on duty and then signal the drivers manually. They started asking more questions with more obstacles in front of him. What if the guard was not on duty that day? Yeah, well, I'll try to reroute the train, one of them, so that they would not hit each other. Then they asked him, how about if the signal rerouting didn't work and the lever was stuck? Then he said, you know, he thought he was not going to go anywhere with this. And he thought for a moment and said, I will run to my house and get all my family over here. And then they were puzzled and said, why would you do that? Then he said, because they have never seen a real train crash. So this is where we are with crazy times, but we don't know what to do. And we are at the end of our ropes, and we are trying many different things. And it's not just in our country, but around the world. People are doing various different things, trying and doing things. And I heard crazy things are happening. A couple in the United States took some malaria medicine and the husband died while the wife is still in critical condition. People are doing a lot of crazy things at this time, worrying about the future, their own, their children, whatever is happening around them is actually making a lot of people worried and scared. It is natural that we are afraid, we get worried. We have seen several things in lives before. We have seen earthquakes, we have seen tsunamis, we have seen hurricanes, we have seen fires raging around us. But we haven't seen in our lifetime one of these kind of epidemic, the COVID-19 illness that spread like wildfire around the globe. And naturally, we are all worried about our future and our economy and how we are going to survive this. So today, the verses that we read from the gospel that Jesus told his disciples just before he was going to take up the cross, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I go and prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you to myself, and that I will take you where I am, and you know where I am going. And Thomas, the disciple, said, Lord, we don't know where you are going. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Martin Luther, the famous, well-known reformer of the 16th century, said this passage was the best and most comforting sermon that Lord Christ delivered while he was on this earth. He is a treasure and a jewel to be purchased not with the goods of this world, cannot be purchased by anything other than God's mercy and grace. So this verse has become the foundation for comfort, not only for the disciples, but for many, many, many millions and billions of believers who have lived through these centuries. Whenever we get to the point in our life when we think we are stuck, And we run out of options and escapes. And there is no other place to turn to find we can rest. There is the words that Jesus gave us to find a soft pillow to lay our head and rest on these verses. Sometimes somebody said that life is like a deck of cards. You have a mix of cards of good and bad, of blessings and treasures, and we get our lives as a gift with a mixture of blessings and as well as pains and sufferings. That's what life is. Some of us are going through sickness, and many are getting affected by the job loss that is happening around us. Heartache and betrayal and relationships and all of those broken issues that we are facing are hurting us. Not all of our cards are the same. But at the same time, God's promise is that not all the cards are losing cards either. We have cards that God will help us to win. Sometimes we think that they are lowly cards and of no value in the play. But when we have to play our best with what we have received, and that is what we ought to do at this time. I know the uncertainty of life is not so very thrilling. We devise and strategize. We can only make plans and projections and proposals of what we know. But they are just not anything more than best guesses. We have no idea what a year or a month or even a day will bring to us. But among all of these things, we can only trust there is a God who knows fully and completely what we can never predict. And that is what Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Jesus asked his disciples not to be disappointed by the setbacks. And he knew that he was going to be tried and crucified, and Peter was going to deny him. And all of these things that Jesus shared with them really broke their hearts. They were looking for a hopeful future with their master in this world, where they thought that Jesus was going to establish a kingdom of peace and prosperity in this world and release from the people from the bondage of the Romans. But now Jesus is talking about death on the cross and then burial, and then all the disciples are going to be deserting him. They could not take it. That is the message that we need to take in during this time. That we may not know all the details of why certain things are happening in our life. But we are asked to believe in a God. Believe in Jesus Christ, who will not let you down, because he said, "I am going to have a plan for you. I am going because I am going to prepare a place for you so that you can come and rest with me. And I will come back and take all of you with me so that you can be with me." So there's a God who is preparing a plan in the middle of all the chaos and all the confusion that we are going through. So when Jesus said this, Thomas, like any time that we think about Thomas, he's the same Thomas who said, "Yes, but we don't know where you are going, Jesus." And that is when Jesus said, "The way I am going, you know, because I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever follows me will follow the way that leads to heaven, to the place of rest and peace." When we are ready to go someplace, we type in an address. Lately we use the GPS and type in an address where we want to go. And the GPS will connect to a satellite up above the earth and then compute the path and then give us the map or the route to the destination. As we start driving, a map appears on the screen and a voice from the GPS will give you directions turn by turn. Turn right, turn left, take this stop at this light, all of that kind of stuff. But there are certain times that we see that recalculating, lost GPS connection, or we lost ourselves in the wrong turn. The GPS will recalculate and recompute, and then will show a new route to get there. And that is what God did through Jesus Christ. He is the GPS that connects us to God. He had already computed the way and the path for you and me to go, and He's already there ahead of us. So we are actually going to a place where Jesus has gone ahead of us to prepare a place. And that is what, as people of God, we need to hold on to. The word, let not, that Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, is a call for you and me to accept. Leave our troubles to Him, because He is the way. The best plan of escape from our troubles is to run into the safe arms of Jesus. You are never safer than when you are in the arms of Jesus. Bring our fears to Him. He will give you peace and a place of rest. The 6th century Christian philosopher Boethius said, "To see you is the end and also the beginning, O God. You carry us and you go before us. You go before us. You are the journey and you are the end." Yes, Jesus is the journey and He is the journey's end. So believe that God has a plan for you. And He is already preparing that plan in the background. And let us trust in that plan that God has for us. In Jeremiah, the well-known verse that everybody knows, in chapter 29, verse 11. "I have plans for you, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And also remember that it is a precious place, because that is what Jesus is. He has gone us ahead of us to the future, and we are actually going there to join Him wherever He is. So tomorrow, we'll be joining Jesus wherever He is, and the day after that. And that is the promise of Jesus saying that, "I am going ahead of you to prepare a place." Tomorrow is a place that is already prepared for you and me, and Jesus is already there. The day after that, and the day after that, the place that you and I will be living through will be a place where Jesus is already there. And in we read that, in 1 Peter, we go through certain trials and tribulations, and while you have had to suffer griefs, these have come to us to prove value of our faith of that is greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire. It's a prepared place, like I said, where Jesus has been preparing for us already. And He will be there waiting for us to join Him. He cares for us, as we sang here today, even in the midst of uncertainty. God's plan is going to work out for the good of all the people in this world. We may see death, we may see people going sick, but in the middle of all of that things, God's hand is there to guide us through in the middle of those things. I was reading a story about a construction crew that was building a new road in a rural area. And their crew were knocking down all the trees with big machines. And a superintendent who was supervising that work noticed one tree that had a nest with a few small baby birds who could not yet fly. So he took a big paint can and painted the tree, and so that it would not be cut down. Several weeks later, he came back to that tree, and he went up to the tree and looked into the nest. To his surprise, he discovered that all those little babies were gone. They have obviously probably learned to fly and then started their own living. Then the crew actually cut down the tree, and as the tree crashed to the ground, the nest fell and scattered all over the ground. And among that material, all that scattered, from the nest, there was a little scrap of paper torn from a Christian tract, a pamphlet. And on that scrap of paper were these verses: "Cast your cares on him, for he cares for you." What a great experience and story that he shared about God's care for us. He cared for that little baby birds. Then how much more would he care for you and me, who are created in his own image? If we are at the end of our ropes today, I want you to know that he cares for you and me. Bring our burdens, bring our worries to him, and cast our cares on him, for he cares for us. When the world sees uncertainty and chaos, as people of God, we need to see opportunity. Opportunity to trust in God, to help and care for others, to be a blessing. Blessing to share our time, our talents and witness. Know that God is in control, and remember that his faithfulness in the past will lead us, and he will not fail us in the future. May the grace of God bless us with these words, that we can be a blessing to this world during these trial times. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The closing hymn is, "It Is Well With My Soul." Lisa and Dean will be singing that song as the closing hymn.
Yeah, can you unmute just me and Dean?
Thank you. Thank you, Dean and Lisa. Let us pray. Dear Lord, help us to seek your purpose in our lives during these trying times. Help us, Lord, to remember your faithfulness in the past so that we will move forward to the great blessings you have prepared for us. Shower your blessings upon your people, and let your watchful eyes give us guidance through these uncertain times. Remove our worries and fears, O God. Help us to remember that you are already there ahead of us in the future, and you are preparing a better tomorrow and the day after for us, because you are already there. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore.